Well, what we wanted to do was to discover what Prince Charles has been talking to government ministers about in the last few years. And we were interested in this because we'd noticed that he was getting quite closely involved in major projects, the big architectural projects in London. And we thought, you know, time to look again at what he's doing on a wider scale. What we found out was that Prince Charles has written directly to ministers in eight government departments over the last 3 years, and those departments include some of the major ministries of state, such as the Treasury, the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, and the Department for Education. What we haven't been able to find out, and what has been denied us, is the letters themselves or the subjects of those letters.
We do, however, know the contents of letters written by the Prince's aides.
That's right. Prince Charles has a number of charities which he's actively involved with himself. One of them, of which he is president, is the Prince's Foundation for the Built Environment. They did release letters to ministers that were written by senior executives at that foundation. And these are interesting because they show how politically aware the Prince's aides are. We know that Prince Charles has got wide-ranging interests in, you know, political issues, whether it's farming or the environment or climate change or, you know, house building. But what we see here is very soon after Gordon Brown becomes Prime Minister, in fact, only 24 hours after it becomes Prime Minister, one of Prince Charles's aides writes to Hazel Blears, who Brown had appointed as Communities Secretary. And one of Hazel Blears's big jobs was to champion Brown's big idea, which was eco-towns. Very quickly, the Prince's aides are onto this, and they write to her, inviting her to a seminar, and they tell her that this seminar will make the case for eco-towns to be built on the model of Poundbury, which is, of course, the Dorset village which Prince Charles had built in his own vision. And there are a number of cases like this where the foundation's executives lobby ministers. So there's a whole range of information there that does suggest that his aides certainly are very sharp and on the case with ministers, and effectively so, because in many of these cases the ministers come back to them and say, yes, we'll come and talk at your seminars, or yes, we'll put you on a consultative group, or yes, we've read your document and we think it's very interesting. So clearly, having the fleur-de-lis on the top of these charitable letters, that's the heraldic emblem of Prince Charles, carries weight, and it all seems to be part of a single picture.